Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Bud Pod 257.
257. Who are you getting? Who are you getting this year for Secret Santa? Okay. That's out of season.
What an incredibly sinister work colleague you'd be.
Okay, seeing as it's March, secret, who are you getting for Secret Easter Bunny? Do they do that?
Secret Easter.
Secret Easter Bunny, yeah. And officers should start doing secret Easter Bunnies, like Secret Santas.
Yeah.
A little bit of chocolate. A little puddle of melted chocolate in your cubicle, and you have to figure out who put it there.
Who left this here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Happy Easter.
What did you get for your Secret Easter? Oh, well, I mean some mini eggs. Oh, yeah, that's what everyone got.
What did you get? I got a disgusting puddle of, I assume, dark chocolate, but all I know is it's a brown, dark brown liquid on my desk.
Yeah, it was sort of quite near the keyboard, and my elbow got in it.
And I got in it. And the more veteran employees give each other a nod, like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we know who you got.
Let's just say there's no accounting for taste. That's your clue.
That's right. It's Greg from the tasting department.
The guy who's always got those smudgy, dirty hands. Oh.
Ah.
That makes sense.
Early?
Yeah, but it'd be so intense at a meeting in your office now in March to go, right, what's happening with Secret Santa? Just really, really straight-faced.
Keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah, if anyone listening works in an office, can you ask one of your employees or bosses or whatever about Secret Santa now and see what their reaction is? Ideally during a really stressful meeting about a quite big crisis.
Yeah, they're like, okay, so we'll put a pin in that. We'll think about it. Obviously, it's a complex problem. We'll circle back to that. In the meantime, who's everyone getting for Secret Santa?
Yeah, exactly. Someone going. So there will be there'll be crisis talks. The board is entering into some negotiations. So hopefully, we should avoid any kind of fire sale when it comes to assets. Any questions? Yes. Where does this leave us for Secret Santa?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that.
What kind of position does that put us in? At an AGM. But now,
speaking
Phil,
of melting,
yeah,
Pierre, I just sent you a clip of the new British weapon, the Dragonfire.
Yes,
which I'm all up in arms about, because it's like it literally is an invisible laser that just heats things from a distance, and it's got, what did it say? It can hit a pound coin at a distance of 6 kilometers or something.
Yeah.
It just goes pew like that. It's funny, the future's here, and the future's invisible and hot.
Invisible and hot. It's what's funny about being able to hit a pound coin from a mile away is that that also makes it much more likely to miss certain things closer up than, say, a shotgun.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. So it's a long, in the video game, it's better at long distance.
Yeah.
You'd have it in place of a sniper rifle.
Yeah, it's sort of a long distance, short distance. If it misses, it's definitely missing.
Yeah, and hitting something likely very innocent 6 kilometers away.
Yeah. It is crazy that video you sent me. Although, have you watched the video that Instagram actually sent me to? Something about Instagram's links is broken, at least for me.
Oh, and yeah. It's a video of a CG dog dancing in a garden.
Yeah, to music. It's like a funny meme video about dogs pissing around in the garden instead of going for a shit.
Yeah, Reels links have been doing that for me, too. I keep clicking it, and then it just takes me to a random reel. It just takes me to a podcast clip about, I don't know, a murder.
Yeah.
Where they're all laughing. And
but it was funny to me.
What those murder podcasts are like.
Yeah. Well, you know our stance on that, Phil.
Yeah.
We're anti-murder. We always have been. What I liked though was you sending me a text saying, imagine this sweeping across the battlefield. And I clicked it and it's a 3D dog going.
I mean, also worth considering. Also worth imagining, I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah,
I mean, talk about psychological warfare, if nothing else.
The 3D wolf is here.
3D dancing wolf on the battlefield.
I'd surrender. I'd think if this is what they're doing just to fuck with me, imagine what their laser weapons.
I reckon that's where warfare is going, you know. I mean, we've already seen in the Ukraine war the sort of memification of war.
Yeah.
Right? And what happens if augmented reality technology advances enough that you can augment reality for other people? Not just you looking through your phone, but you can put like holographic dancing wolves on the battlefield.
What if holograms? What if suddenly people on the battlefield are confronted by the four holograms of ABBA
from
ABBA Voyage? Just the four members of ABBA firing wildly as they charge over a hill.
Yeah, Waterloo, I suppose, would be an apt song, or Dancing Queen. I think being like murdered to the sounds of Dancing Queen is pretty dark.
If I heard Dancing Queen blaring out, it would be quite frightening at 3 a.m. in a trench to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dancing Queen, sort of echoing off trees.
It's got Abu Ghraib vibes. It's got like detention. Yeah. It's like got torture center vibes.
I did once hear a story, maybe read a story online about some Americans encountering some British tank guys in Afghanistan who'd rigged up their tanks to play "The Venga Boys Are Coming" as they drove around.
Oh, what, British tanks or American tanks?
British. The Americans had encountered these British guys, and they were finding it really funny that they'd gone through all this effort to play this awful music out of their tanks. So there's definitely, like, what's like in Apocalypse Now when they're playing Ride of the Valkyries out of the helicopters and stuff? They definitely did that shit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hundreds
I mean, it's just a modern version of, you know, bagpipes or battle drums and the horns.
What's
it's
the most
spooky.
Frightening popular music now from a British artist? What could we use? What are our bagpipes now, Philip?
I mean, Sam Smith's Range is frightening. The man's talent is frightening.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the they's talent is frightening.
The them's talent. The person's talent. The person's talent.
That person's talent.
You know, Sam Smith, that person's talent is frightening.
Yeah, terrifying.
Their talent is frightening. Or like, there's something quite eerie about their Bond theme.
Oh, which one was that?
Sad time to die. No, not No Time to Die. The one before
it
that
was the Day of the Dead with the Day of the Dead masks, right?
Yes, the Daniel Craig ones have blurred into one for me.
Yeah, which one came before No Time to Die?
A Smidgen of Bumble. I don't know. I can't remember.
Before No Time to Die.
It's very sad.
This Quantum of Spectre.
It's a really good song though.
Whoa, Quantum of Solace was in 2008.
Yeah, man. We old.
What the fuck? Quantum of Solace is pre-financial meltdown?
It's financial meltdown sort of began in the end of 07. Yeah, during the financial meltdown, you could go see the Quantum of Solace.
To me, Quantum of Solace is like 2014.
I think it's one of the reasons why in Quantum of Solace they're paying the sinister supervillain bribes, the suitcases of money, it's all in euros. And they're like, I'm pretty sure the euro is going to come out of this, okay? And in an attempt to be sort of future-proof and seem clever in hindsight, and it just makes them look a bit silly.
Spectre 2015, it'd been funny if everyone there was paid with Bitcoin. And going like, this, you'll be rich from this forever. Although Bitcoin's bounced back up now, Bitcoin's expensive again.
Yeah. It's called an NFT, Mr. Bond. It's a picture of Donald Duck wearing a gas mask, smoking a doobie, and it's worth more than you could ever know. Very silly. NFTs haven't bounced back, Philip. Not that I'm aware of.
No, because they are just plain stupid through and through. but why is Bitcoin up again? I mean, it kind of annoys me because I'm like, come on, I thought this was over. I thought this fever dream was over.
Yeah, well, maybe Bitcoin is just like the killer in a film. It's just every time you think it's gone, some crazy way for it to come back is figured out.
Yeah, some Marvel time warp fucking...
Yeah. Well, Phil, how was your holiday?
Oh, yes. Well, in retrospect, it was to celebrate, Pierre, something that we missed was happening last week.
Yes,
which
that's
true. Was 5 years of Bud Pod.
Five more years. 5 years of Bud Pod. It's a five-cinquentiversary.
We've done a full parliamentary term, Pierre.
Oh, what?
We have to have an election. We have to have an election now.
We have to have an election. Prime Minister Budpod is up for re-election.
Yeah, people have to re-elect us as the hosts of this podcast.
Yeah.
And there are no safe seats in this game, Pierre. There are no safe seats.
That's right. Anyone could show up and we'd be, you know, take it over if that's what the people wanted. It's all or nothing.
So thank you, everyone, for sticking with us for 5 years.
Half a decade.
Half a decade. Can you believe it?
It's longer than either of our longest relationships.
I think my longest relationship was 5.5 years, actually.
No, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I think so, yes.
Oh, so 6 months from now.
Yeah, let's see if Budpod survives.
See if Budpod can keep your attention that long. It's such a long time, and it didn't. I would have still guessed, like in my head, it's just three. In the same way that in my head, 30 years ago was the '70s.
Yeah, so 2014 was Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
How many years ago was? Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, the '70s felt like ages ago, and that was 20 years ago, which is now 2004.
Yeah.
That's the '70s to us now, 2004.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I was born 1990. The '70s were 20 years before that. 20 years before now is 2004.
Yeah, you're right. God, it doesn't feel right that like people in the '90s, people now would look. Yeah, I guess they look back at the '90s, the '90s. They're looking at like My Chemical Romance. Like we would look at disco.
Yeah, how
that's
about that?
Fucked.
Or like The Office is the equivalent of like.
Are you being served?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. The Office is like a 70s workplace sitcom. Well, now see here, Mrs. Miggins. Oh my god.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, that's really fucked me up.
Well, happy half a decade, everybody.
Happy half a decade.
We need a new Podbud title for people who've been with us for half a decade.
Ooh, yeah, Fivers.
What would you call it? The quintuplets, quintessentialists. The bunch of quints. Quint faces.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that, doesn't it? What's something that's so nearly
an absolute quint? How about an absolute quint?
An absolute quint. Yeah, let's do that. I'm an absolute quint.
Thank you to all the absolute quints out there who've been with us for 5 years.
Yeah, that would be what's written on the little medal we'd hand out if we were a monarchy.
An absolute quint.
Absolute quint. Oh man.
Yes. Well, without knowing it, Pierre, I was celebrating our quintiversary. What's a 5 year anniversary called? What would it be called?
I'm guessing quintiversary.
A quintiversary.
I'm guessing that though. Please don't check that.
Please don't check that. It's called a quintiversary. Please don't check that. And I was on holiday in the Canary Islands, in Gran Canaria. I hijacked my girlfriend's family's all-inclusive holiday.
Nice.
And I'd never been on an all-inclusive before, Pierre. Have you?
I have as a when I was growing up. That's the sort of thing my family did. Because
you went to the Canary Islands, and I think my parents
just thought, huh?
You went on to the Canary Islands as well.
I did, yeah. I think my parents thought, well, we wouldn't have to. We'll just be able to like live as if we were sort of under house arrest. If we were like under house arrest as a kind of formally in charge family in a country where it's like you can't leave this compound.
Yeah.
There's sort of food is available. There's a pool. Just stay here till we decide what the new constitution says and it has to happen to you.
That's really well characterized. You do feel like an exiled opposition leader.
Yeah. How did you find it? It's very different to what in my mind now is a normal holiday that other people go on where they have all this, they wander around a city or something. I don't know.
I was kind of dreading it because I've only heard all-inclusive spoken about in a sort of negative way or that they were a bit rough. But this one is very old. Gran Canaria as an island is known for being having a lot of gay visitors and a lot of old visitors. So old and gay is the demographic of Gran Canaria.
If you're old and gay, you're in for
a whale of a time. Our hotel was mostly old.
A bit gay,
yes. I went to the gym once during my holiday, which I'm very proud of.
Nice.
Obviously, no oldies there, so it was just me and three fucking tops going at it, just pumping iron.
Oh, going at it in the weight sense.
Oh, yes, of working out, sorry. Yeah,
they weren't forming some sort of sexual triangle of topping.
No.
Like a new symbol for infinity.
They would. I mean, look, I'm no expert of the LGBT universe, but
no.
I know a top when I see one, Pierre, and even I know a top when I see one, and presumably they are the ones at the gym. Is that part of the top persona? Is like,
I guess you should
more gym going, more
be strong. Well, what? Tell me what gave it away for you. You know who'd love this conversation is Paul. I think Paul. We need to send him this clip, Paul the Tour. He'll love this. What made you think they were tops? I'm interested in your analysis, like Sherlock
Holmes.
Well,
because they're strong.
Strong, yeah.
Look, in my experience of, I don't know what you call it, straight topping, you are surprised by how much abdominal strength and stamina you need and sort of arm strength and, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is
just
the,
staying up, right?
The great underappreciated. Hey, it's planking.
It is planking.
A lot of planking.
Yes. Much of the infrastructure of sex is down to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the structural, the structural rigidity of sex is down to the top. And so, you know, a lot of strong guys, strong, middle-aged, but like looking after themselves kind of guys, you know. And me. Yeah.
Oh, so hang on. But they were strong in like a wide way, not in a kind of like... slender. I'm a little rock climber sort of way.
No, like big style, big shoulders,
big
arms. Like you know those. They actually look, Pierre, like those weird clickbait ad things for how to be strong and fit at different ages.
They look like they could be embracing a lion or a tiger.
Exactly.
With no sugar, 45 to 55 written next to them.
Yeah, I finally found them.
It turns out
those guys exist. Yeah, they're real. They're in Gran Canaria working out with minimal gym equipment.
Yeah.
Fitness was not the top priority of this hotel because they know their clientele.
It's the gym equipment from like a zombie movie. Like you break into an abandoned hotel or an abandoned gym and that's what's left.
Yeah, right. That's right, yeah.
The rest has been melted down or stolen or... that's so fast. You should have gone up to him and go, it's you. Where's the tiger? Oh, he's at the buffet. I'm just here getting ripped. No sugar. And I go, no, I know. No sugar. I've seen your adverts.
I've seen your work. I've seen your work. I'm a fan.
Okay. So they were quite fearsome and bearded or were they just like big fucking like strong men, blokes?
They were blokes. They were like broad shouldered, big chested guys, but like in their 50s, I think. But it was clear they did weights. They've done a lot of weights.
But how did What was the gaydar element of this? Obviously very rare to have just English blokes in their 50s staying shredded who aren't gay, but still, how did you...
Well, they weren't... I don't think they were British. A lot. I think they're mostly German. A lot of people there were German. There's so many German tourists in Gran Canaria. The signs in Gran Canaria are in English, Spanish, and German.
Well, the British and the Germans compete to see who can sort of colonize southern Spain and the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
It's a big battle between cold, beer-loving people.
So I think they were German. Yeah.
Three sort of Arnold, pompen, Were they doing a lot of that? Were they in sexy little lederhosen?
They were in tight tops, tight shorts, but we're all very respectful of each other. We gave each other little nods, you know, when we're done with the equipment and things like that. I think because there's a presumption that we might not speak each other's languages.
I'm always in one pier.
But but it was very like polite. They were mostly on the step machines though. Maybe they were shredding.
They were just pumping.
Yeah. You know what?
I feel ambition pump and send to buffet. Yeah?
Yes.
And then you're going, yeah. Sie sind ein Top, yeah? Sie sind drei Tops, and they go, yeah, ich bin ein Top, yeah, genau. Sehr gut.
Yeah, like and that? In my broken German, I'm like, oh, it's wunderbar, top.
Wunderbar. Top, wunderbar, yes. Strong für top, yeah? Planking. Kennst du planking?
You know what, though? People are not kidding about the Germans putting down the towels early on the sun loungers. Like, there's literally no sun lounger available when we get down there.
But, Phil, this holiday must have opened up an entire chapter of observational British stand-up to you that was previously closed.
Totally. It felt like in a game where the entire game I've been picking up equipment that I can't use and is mysterious. And like, the description on it says, a mysterious object whose essence you can't quite comprehend and you can't do anything with it. And then, like, finally, 20 hours into the game, I've done the side quest and made the whole thing make sense. And that's what it was like. I was like, oh, all these jokes now suddenly make sense about British all-inclusive holidays and the Germans and
you can finally
the buffets
fight.
And the full English breakfast every day at the buffet. And
Yes.
And the English sausages provided next to, like, Spanish sausages and chicken frankfurters that were the most disgusting looking sausages I've ever seen in my life. The ones they called English sausages.
Yeah.
I think they were just a way to insult English people because they honestly look like turds. I've never seen more ugly sausages in my life.
They're genuinely, the opinion of especially the Germans, but I think there's probably the Spanish as well, of English sausages is it couldn't be any lower. And I don't begrudge them that. They are on average low quality.
And I mean the Germans and the Spanish are strong sausage traditions.
Strong
course.
Sausage nations.
They are strong sausage nations.
It was like a game now you can fight the Emerald Zombie and all these anti-Emerald Zombie items get unlocked. And you need to go back and watch a lot of McIntyre, Peter Kay, Flanagan maybe.
So you check in, you get like a wristband and you can get as many beers as you want non-stop. You go up to the bar and just have as many beers as you want, like unlimited, and the breakfast, lunch, dinner all provided by buffet. You go down and just eat as much as you want.
It's very risky.
It is
I would feel in danger if someone said there's a huge buffet that never closes and no one can stop you going to it. I would feel worried for my own safety.
Yeah, especially because I love a buffet. I love coming up with an insane plate of foods that have no business being next to each other. Just like roast beef next to sushi next to ice cream. Same plate.
Yeah, just building this kind of insane... A dish of food that would require time travel and teleportation technology to have existed even in the 70s.
Exactly, yeah. The kind of banquet that a Mesopotamian king would have been given to demonstrate the breadths of his empire.
Yeah, he would give that banquet to any visiting diplomat so they look at it and they think, that truly only a god king could summon foods like this to his table from any distance in his, within his lands.
Every corner of his lands have provided.
Like how Saladin used to give people ice water from the mountains in the middle of the desert from a big chest. Amazing. And you just think, whoa.
Can you imagine seeing ice? I think we forget like how crazy ice was.
Yeah. How is that here? You'd say.
How is that here?
It's like if someone offered you a bag of steam. Less popular. Less popular than ice. So what was your favorite of the buffet options? Talk me through it.
There was a lamb stew that was quite nice. The fried egg, the lady who did the fried eggs, who manned the fried egg station, who womaned the fried egg station.
The lady who womaned the fried eggs.
The lady who womaned the fried eggs was a saint. She was so nice. And she just did the fried eggs every breakfast.
I was not sure at all what adjective was coming.
She was lovely.
She was so nice.
She was so nice and so enthusiastic about fried eggs. And you go up to her and you say, dos huevos, por favor. And she's like, sí, sí, sí. And she, half the hot plate was easy over. Half the hot plate was sunny side up. And she was smiling all the time, full time, all over the breakfast, all over how many 4 hours breakfast was. She was there just frying eggs nonstop, smiling, so happy to see you, so thrilled you decided to come and get some of her fried eggs. It was wonderful. It was like she had a stall selling fried eggs in that marketplace in Beauty and the Beast.
What?
Like that kind of that level of happy.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like Gaston.
Just viva huevos. She was just so...
she had an understated like happiness to her.
Okay, so it wasn't thrilled. Like full on like crazy happy. It was profound.
She was just smiling and so like motherly. I think young people would call her mother. Would say she was giving mother.
She was giving mother. Okay. I've never been clear on what that means.
I think mother means... It's usually like an... A more mature lady or a woman who
isn't it just people who are trying to explain why they want to fuck Gillian Anderson?
I think so. I think there's sort of matron vibes. There's she's in charge vibes, right. But she's dressed. Well, she's looking good. She's aging well. She isn't. Yeah, she has authority, and yet she has an accessibility. I think that's mother. Okay. And also she's a bit mean, but I feel like every compliment that comes out of drag, you can assume they also mean she's also very mean, which is good for some reason.
Yeah. Sassiness is rudeness you agree with, as I've said before.
Yes.
It's rude. It's the same as being rude, but you like it. So every day you were greeted by Happy Egg Woman.
Happy Egg Woman. The strangest bacon I've ever seen. It was thin.
Mm.
Like
American rashes.
Rectangular, not American rashes. There was no no marbling that you'd ever recognize as bacon. It was like, yeah? So imagine a strip of bacon, but instead of like fat, meat strips.
Yeah.
They just got all the meat and the fat together, and they squeezed it together and just jumbled it around, and it was just randomly dispersed in specks all over the bacon. I know. It was like, this is the best steer I can give you, it was like Studio Ghibli bacon.
It
was like, you know Studio Ghibli when they just put like a thin slice of meat onto a frying pan, and you're like, I think that's bacon, but it also just kind of looks like a chop, but it also looks like it could be from any part of the animal. That's what this bacon looked like.
Just sort of vague... Like it's this. I'm cooking meat.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was like meat you'd have in your inventory in an RPG.
Like the meat logo for food in Age of Empires. Even though it's all from berry bushes, you're still harvesting raw steaks from bushes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, in an RPG. That's right.
God, that's bizarre. I'd love to see a photo of it.
Yeah. I should have taken some. I didn't want to spoil the experience of my first ever.
No.
I mean, no. I guess you could say Pierre, because, you know, you are everything. You can't, you know, you're given no reason to leave. uh-huh. the compound. You're kind of right. trapped in this hotel and in the yeah. swimming pool. And you, but you're given all the facilities you need: a gym, a pool,
delicious place food,
to sleep, food 24/7, drinks.
Lovely booze.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit. It's basically like a gilded cage, basically being on an all-inclusive holiday.
But what do
like
you mean
being in a gilded cage? Well, because like it's nice that you get all the food.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. No, but also to so counter the nice element, you're uh-huh. you feel a bit trapped.
But it's not. You're compound. Not trapped if it's nice. What do you mean?
No, but you can be trapped if something. You can be trapped. You're trapped in with a nice thing. Like so, imagine you're right. in a cage. Imagine you're in a cage, but also in the cage is a beautiful Fabergé egg, and you go, right. "Oh, that you." So that's nice.
So it's but good.
Yeah, but the Fabergé egg doesn't mean you're not in the cage, well, which is bad.
So it's bad.
I feel like you're forgetting the first half of the description where there is a nice thing. I feel like you're only remembering the last thing I said.
I don't know, man. Is it good or bad? That's my question. that's good to do one of those on the anniversary, I think.
Yeah, I think it was apt.
That's nice. Speaking of gilded cages and confusion and so on, we should do some correspondence.
Yeah, let's listen to what these quints have got to say.
Greetings, listeners. I'm recording this backstage on tour with Frank Skinner. Frank's on stage, ripping it, obviously. I keep forgetting to plug my Soho Theatre run, 26th of March. It's starting soon, and it runs till the 6th of April. Not Sunday or Monday, for Easter reasons. Great jazz player, Easter reasons. Fantastic on the drums. Best show I've ever done, sold out at the Edinburgh Fringe. This is the chance to see it in London. It's great. I don't say that lightly. I'm not I wouldn't lie to you about my work. I'm pretty sober about it, but it really is. It's definitely the best thing I've ever done. So do come. The tickets are, last I checked, they were like almost 70% gone. I imagine that they're pretty close to that now. And also, and this has nothing to do with me, Soho Theatre do dynamic pricing, which means the longer you take to buy tickets and like the more tickets sell, the more they cost, which I think is mad, or at least it's dystopia. I don't know. Is it good? Maybe, but it's what's happening. So you better fucking do it, or it's only going to get worse. Yeah, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday, etc. So see you there. See you at Soho. Koji.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Correspondence.
I'm scrolling through Gmail. What could be worse formatted than Gmail? Very little. Very little.
Mm. Well, what is the best mail app out there that people are like, this is the one that is the best designed? Is it just impossible to design a mail app that satisfies all people?
That is all things to all men, like Caesar. Mm. Yeah, it could be. It could be. I don't know. I like the one that's just on my phone. I like my phone one.
Yeah. Why is the one on the phone, on the iPhone, like better than the one on my computer? I'll open mail on my computer and there'll be emails literally missing. And it'll just say like, I don't know. We know there's an email with this name from this person, but literally no idea what it is.
They just go
to my phone. Then I go to my phone and it's there. And the phone's like, don't worry, I got this. Yeah. What the fuck? Why?
Also, like, it's like finding out that Tesco Cola is nicer than Coke. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, we've heard from Tom.
Tom. Tom the Dom.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a Dom.
Yeah.
He's a Dom top. Have you seen that clip of the guy, I think in New York in America, being interviewed? And he's like, he's a very aggressive gay guy. And he goes, I'm a Dom top. And he says, all damn America. Instead of all damn day, he goes, all damn America, I'm a Dom top.
All damn America?
Yeah, all damn America, I'm a Dom top. Wow.
Not even such a measure good phrase, of time.
All damn America. Yeah.
He's so patriotic. He's just, I want.
I have that ready for you in three Americas.
Yeah. I want an America of fries.
Be all with you in two America. To three business Americas.
Oh, wow. What a confident man. America.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, anyone looking for a Dom top would watch that interview and think, well, this is what I want. What a confident boy. He's all damn America. So Tom talks about the subject line of this email as being judged by the algorithm.
Okay.
Mm. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, damn tap.
I like good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, it's quite Bond villainy. It's polite, but also intimidating.
It suggests that soon whoever is speaking will have the avantage. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have been partaking in a certain activity for the last few months with no real purpose.
Oh, what activity might this be?
My first thought was wanking. Let us just say I've been partaking in a certain activity with no real purpose, gentlemen. And that's why we can't come in. Yes. No. So he
consider
says,
it
that
is a sexual solitaire.
I've been partaking in a certain activity for the last few months with no real purpose. That is, until episode 224, when Pierre's diatribe against the Instagram algorithm's insistence, much to his surprise, that he is in fact a bald man.
Yes, you keep getting ads on Instagram for head shavers and the like.
Head shavers and baldness treatments, and basically Instagram is obsessed with the idea that I'm bald.
Yeah, you're giving bald, Pierre. Your Instagram, your online presence, it's giving bald.
I'm serving egg. Like that woman.
Oh, egg lady, I miss egg lady.
The activity in which I have been partaking is collecting the frankly bizarre assortment of adverts that Instagram has been serving me and attempting to analyze what the algorithm thinks about me as a person, or possibly what it knows about me that I do not. Anyways, please find a selection of adverts included and feel free to make your own judgments accordingly. The yellow sign is particularly on brand for BudPod. Excuse me. P.S. I am actually a bald man, but do not receive any baldness and or testosterone-related advertising whatsoever.
Oh, interesting.
Kind as jacking's Tom. So I'm looking...
Thank you, Tom.
I'm looking at these adverts now. Just loading them up. Oh, my God. Yeah, what is that?
Show it to me.
I wonder if you could whisper these in any way.
Okay, don't show it to me. Whisper it to me. Let me whisper.
Okay, I'm going to read the caption here for you, Phil. Oh, Phil's... You paused your screen there. Can you hear me
now? Yeah, Mike, because I got a phone call from an unknown number.
Well, you mustn't.
Hmm.
You mustn't.
Terrifying.
So,
yeah.
This first one is blurry for some reason. Why is it blurry? I don't know what... I'll say the caption. Two pieces, realistic, fake, blank, stretchy.
This is an advert.
It's an advert on Instagram for something you can buy. Two pieces, realistic, fake, blank, stretchy, fake, blank, artificial, blank, prop, horrible.
It must be a dick.
It's not.
What?
Remember, Instagram's quite tight on its obscenity stuff, you know.
Is it a poo?
No.
Stretchy, horrible.
Two pieces, realistic, fake, blank, stretchy, fake, blank, tricks, artificial, blank, prop, horrible.
Wow.
They're really going for the keyword aspect of the caption. I like that people are searching for this with the word horrible.
Is it a body part?
It sure is.
Is it a foot?
No, although I can imagine all sorts of revolting reasons for
is it a nose?
Stretchy foot. It's not a nose.
Tongue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's two of them. And they're sort of laid on each other.
I said two piece.
It looks like they're on a menu for sashimi. It looks like sashimi on like a picture menu.
Yeah. I think that's a fair.
For the tongues.
Yeah.
Oh, they are pretty horrible to be fair.
Yeah, look, I mean, but it's funny that someone was like, oh, I really wish, I don't know if this product exists, but I'm just going to Google it. Stretchy fake horrible tongue for prop horrible tongue stretchy fake. Oh, there it is. So here's the next one. Handy blank finger hand puppet novelty toys finger doll props blank finger puppet.
One more time.
Handy blank finger hand puppet novelty toys finger doll props. Actually, I could say this word animal finger puppet. That's a clue.
Animal finger puppet. Naughty. Is it a naughty animal? Is the naughtiness not relevant here?
In whose opinion? What kind of naughtiness?
Sexy naughtiness.
I'd say it's naughty in a different way. I'd say it's widely seen as a fairly mischievous animal, relatively mischievous.
Oh, hyena?
It's a hand puppet.
It's a hand puppet, naughty chihuahua.
Or finger doll, as it says at one point here. Squirrel. I nearly gave it away there.
Squirrel.
Yeah, it's a squirrel. I gave it away.
Are they naughty? I guess they kind of steal stuff and hide.
They come and steal nuts. They're often called rats with good PR.
That's funny. It's horrible. So it's not like...
Describe that for the listener, please.
Okay, so you'll probably...
Describe that for the jury, would you, Mr. Wang?
But it's so horrible. You're probably imagining like I was, a full hand puppet, like a face of a squirrel, and you could move its mouth. No.
Like a big sock.
There are five pieces, and they all go on different fingers. One is head, two are hands, two are feet.
Yeah.
Absolutely vile. So most of the hand is still visible, but middle finger has the head, index and ring finger have the arms, pinky and thumb have the feet, and you're sort of making a sort of claw shape with your hand, and that's how you're animating the squirrel. Vile.
Yeah, it's really gross. It is like a clawed hand, if a clawed hand was also the constituent body parts of a squirrel.
Yeah.
So there's a real, who's the guy who did The Thing and did all the body horror? God.
Oh, is Romero? No, that's not
Romero. No. The Thing.
That's a great movie, The Thing. I love The Thing.
It's excellent. I should rewatch it. Oh, God. It's like a German name, body horror director. Cronenberg.
Oh, delicious.
It's like a refreshing. Cronenberg squirrel. Really horrible. Okay. Let's see. What's the next one? Oh, this is genuinely just odd. How will I whisper this to you? Blank, blank. Okay, so it's confusing, but the first word is the real word blank.
Oh, okay.
And then the second blank is not. That's a stand-in. Blank something.
Okay, so it must be something that usually is written on or filled in.
I suppose.
Blank check? No, that's just a check. That's just a checkbook. Blank potato, Mr. Potato Head. Blank face.
No, it's an incredibly odd thing to want to buy or own.
Well, these are all odd things to want to buy or own.
I would say that this used to be a very, very mundane item to buy. This used to be a normal thing to own. And it's so out of date now that I don't know why you would advertise it.
A fax machine.
You're in the right sort of wheelhouse with fax machine. You're in the right era in some ways.
Oh, God.
Blank what?
Blank calendar.
No. More like a fax machine.
Blank paper.
Blank. No, more like a fax machine. You keep saying things that are on paper.
Blank printing press.
No.
Blank, like the printing press metal stamp elements.
No, Gutenberg, no.
Blank.
It's out of date technology. Paper's not out of date technology, really.
That's why I went to printing press. Blank.
But it's from the same era as the fax machine.
Oh!
That's what I'm saying.
The clicky tape thing. The clicky...
No.
Oh. I give
Although
up.
I kind of wish... No, I don't wish I still had one of those. I'd have labeled everything in my flat.
They were really fun.
Oh, they were good.
What is it? Blank what?
Videotapes. VHS tapes.
Oh, wow.
It's genuinely just an advert for TDK Life on Record TV videotapes. 4 hours worth. And it says... It has a picture of a dolphin leaping out of an old school massive fat cathode ray television.
Oh, sick. They all looked like that. They all had like these wild animals flying around.
Yeah.
And that's the caption so, like, is 90s. I love it.
For daily use.
Daily.
Daily. Blank for daily.
That's creepy. That makes it feel sexy. For videoing yourself. Yeah, look at that. Do you know the story about when VHS came out alongside Betamax? And Betamax was apparently the better technology, but people couldn't make porn, or like VHS wouldn't let porn be recorded on VHS or something like that.
Oh, there was some weird reason, because yeah, Betamax was better, but it just lost the marketing war somehow.
Yeah, they wouldn't let porn be filmed on Betamax. That's right. And then,
Yeah. That's like, if you released a special version of the internet without porn and you just thought, well, I'm sure this will be just as popular.
Exactly.
One of these is, do you remember that fake sort of wet floor style sign I got you as a shitty Christmas gift?
Yeah.
I won't make you whisper it. It's one of these. It's caution, deeply satisfying poo in progress.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, no, I hate that. Look, I know
where's
this
that
podcast
sign going?
It's outside the toilet, I guess.
In the corridor of your home?
I know, yeah.
Why do people need to know?
Look, we're all for scatological embracement, but I don't like this. Oh, look at us. Aren't we being so brave and interesting and funny for being very open about it with each other?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Also, you're warning me about how much pleasure you're getting from your ass now?
Yeah. Dad is like, ugh.
My flatmate, who I don't know that well. The next advert is, I don't know how to describe this other than it is an auto cue with a mirror and a remote. And the text on the auto cue is the description of melatonin. I don't know
whatever happened to lorem ipsum. What's so wrong with lorem ipsum?
And what was the problem? But how creepy! That's like something from Twin Peaks as an object.
Yeah.
Lawn mowing simulator for the PS5. That's pretty funny.
What?
One of those sort of fake quirky shirts with a kind of tacos and cats on it. A wheelie bin.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
A portable bathtub. Which has got like a lid on it, like a coffin, so you could look at your laptop.
Oh.
You see that now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Oh, God. Yeah, with a lid on it. Oh, right. Okay, so it's like... Okay, so it's a lid that goes around the bath and then around your shoulders. So there's a hard surface, but below the neck, you're trapped in the water.
Yeah. A 4-liter Black Friday sale, Heinz tomato ketchup. And last but not least, a full Dobby mask. It's horrible, isn't it?
It's
imagine
really
that
gross
face.
The eyes are really bulging. But it looks like Dobby, if he if he was 50 years old and moved to the suburbs and he's got 2.5 kids and he lives for the weekend. He's just Dobby like a dad. Normal guy. Dobby dad.
Daddy Dobby?
Daddy Dobby.
Did any of the tops look like this, Daddy Dobby?
No. No, thank God. Dobby does look German, though. Is that rude to say?
I think he... Yeah. Well, he either looks... I don't know. There's a certain type of quite frightening... scraggly old drunken football fan in a Weatherspoons that looks like that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. There are definitely a couple of the dobby-ass looking people at the all-inclusive, that's for sure.
A couple of dobbies hanging out by the old pool.
Well, that's all the time we have, you bunch of yes. quints.
Now it's time to go to the VIP German top gym.
The VIP all-inclusive?
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's easier than German top gym.
Yeah, that's very specific.
Tops only German gym.
Yes.
What an intimidating gym.
Tops only. Not tops off, tops only.
Yeah.
So, patrons, we'll see you Friday. The rest of you guys, much love. See you next time. Bye. Thanks. 5 years, baby. 5 more years. 5 more years. 5 years. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.